morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. We have about maybe over 10 ships, probably about a dozen ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. I don't know whether we're going to see any of them today, because the Columbia River Bar, within the past hour or so, went on red status. It was on yellow status before. It can be, there are three possibles. Green, when things are normal and ship traffic is proceeding as it should. Yellow, when the weather gets dicey, and it was that way this morning. And then within about the past hour, an hour and a half, it went to red status. That means that ship traffic will be asked to wait to go across the bar in general, unless there's a ship that's extremely seaworthy and can handle the difficult conditions off the mouth of the river right now. And especially on the bar, in that confined area, when ships come in, ships can bounce around safely at sea. It's not comfortable, but they're safe, as long as they can't hit anything. But when you come into a confined area like the Columbia River, where all of a sudden there's a bottom, there's shallow areas, there's a relatively narrow ship channel, the ships don't have a lot of room to bounce around in bad weather and high seas before they risk simply bouncing off the bottom because there's not enough water underneath them anymore, or being pushed out of the channel and running aground somehow. And all of those things are very hazardous. So to the people on board, to the ships that all carry a lot of fuel on board, even if they're carrying some kind of dry cargo, there's a real serious risk of an oil spill. So these are all the factors that go into the decisions to ask ships to wait and to put the bar on red status. So right now we have seas of about, well, probably 20 feet or so off the mouth of the river. That's what is on the Columbia River bar. That's usually the cutoff point to stop ship traffic from coming and going. There's 17-foot surf at Seaside this morning. That was about a couple hours ago when I grabbed that weather information, sea state information. So the conditions are just kind of difficult out there. And I also want to tell you about a tragic event that happened that is sadly does happen this time of year. A crab boat got in trouble in the Yucuna Bay Bar, Newport. And there were some deaths there. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But first, let's talk a little bit about our Columbia River ship schedule. We have two inbounders, the Lanesos Napa and the Konya. The Konya is arriving from South Korea. The Lanesos Napa, Lamisos Napa, is actually arriving from China. She's got wheat on. She's going to be picking up wheat when she can come into the river. And the Konya is a wheat ship. She's going to be heading for the Astoria Anchorage. Neither of those ships is right off the mouth of the river right now. They may have slowed their transit from elsewhere or been slowed by weather. There are, if you go to shipreport.net, which is my ship report website, and go to the bottom of the page, there's a marinetraffic.com field there that shows you our local area. And you can see that there are a lot of vessels out there. Some of them are going slowly. Some of them, the ones that are on the ship schedule, I don't see them out there. But there are various vessels out there fishing right now in some pretty difficult weather and cargo ships. But there are not any coming into the river right at the moment. So hold on a second. Yeah, so at any rate, I won't be seeing too many ships on the river today. I was just taking a minute to look a little more closely at that computer screen here in the air room. Anyway, here's what's happening offshore. According to Cliff Mass, there is just an enormous weather system. That is, if you look at it on a great way to look at it is if you have a smartphone, get the Windy app, Windy. And it shows you, it's really a pretty interesting pictorial graphic look at what's happening offshore. There's a giant storm out there that's taking up the space from the Aleutians all the way to this California border that is just spinning out there. So an enormous cold water cyclone is what it's called, has developed offshore. And it's generating significant ocean swells. So while we're getting some of the peripheral effects of that storm on land, we're going to be getting big swells from it. So this is another issue for people walking on the beach over the next few days. Watch out for sneaker waves. Watch out for just difficult conditions on the beach itself. So we've got in the Astoria Anchorage, the Chemtex Pioneer. She is scheduled to head upriver around midnight tonight. She shouldn't be affected by this weather, being in the river. You can see the river's pretty calm out there, but not about 17 miles to the west of here. Things are rocking and rolling out there. So she's a wheat ship, the Chemtex corn, soy, or wheat. She's going to be heading to Kalama. The Billy Jim is awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage, as is the Medi Brisbane. In our outbounders, when they do get a chance to go, the Nordic Soul, They're all sort of slated for later in the day, so we'll see whether they can get out of the river. She's a soda ash ship slated to leave the port of Portland. The New Days is a log ship wanting to leave Longview. The Nicolaus A is in port at the port of Portland, scheduled to leave about 5 p.m. The Pantelis at the Vancouver port of Vancouver wants to head out about 5 p.m. The Key West is a petcoke carrying ship leaving the port of Longview maybe around 5 p.m. The Somaton is in the Vancouver anchorage wanting to leave about 5:30 p.m. The Asian Beauty is upriver. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board, maybe heading out about 6 p.m. The T.S. Honor is a bulk carrier carrying potash. She's probably going to leave about 6 p.m. if she can. And then we have the New Legacy wanting to leave Kalama with wheat on board at about 6. So you can see that there's going to be, if these ships don't get to leave today, our ship schedule is going to get that much bigger tomorrow if things calm down enough, because all those ships are going to start wanting to clear out. But let's take a look at this. Just very sad, tragic news story. Lots of different news outlets are reporting this morning. Their information is coming from the Coast Guard. I'll just read it to you. The Mary B. II crab boat capsized at about 10 p.m. last night, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. This is on the Yaquina Bay Bar off Newport. Two of the three crew members were recovered but died, a Coast Guard spokesman told KGW-TV. A third crew member is dead, but the body is trapped in the boat. The Coast Guard reported that the crew went into the water while crossing the Yaquina Bay Bar. Seas were 12 to 14 feet. The Mary B. II asked for a Coast Guard escort while crossing the bar. When the three went into the water, an immediate search was started. So here you have a really difficult situation that is part of crab fishing season. You know, the crab season starts at best in the 1st of December when the weather starts to get really awful, and right after the opening of crab season, which was delayed until the beginning of this month, the weather just really started slamming our area. And of course, fishermen expect this. It is part of what goes on at this time of year. But this is an example, you know, when I'm always giving you the bar reports. There are river bars where waterways hit the ocean all along the Oregon coast, and Newport is a big fishing is a bar where a lot of fishermen go out back and forth in boats. The Tillamook Bay Bar is the same sort of thing on the Columbia River Bar, of course. And there are fishermen going in and out of all these river bars on the Oregon and Washington coast in crab boats right now doing their work. This is an example of them trying to come in under really difficult conditions, probably with a loaded boat that may or may not have been stable. I don't know. We'll probably hear more about that later on, about what the boat was carrying. But this is such a tragic situation of people doing the work that they need to do at this time of year to feed their families, and yet the hazards are so great. And so, you know, things like this, when these things happen, it just echoes through our coastal communities and hits our hearts, because everybody knows a fisherman. A lot of families have fishermen. People are in the Coast Guard. There are Coast Guard crews out there dealing with this tragic thing themselves, trying to rescue these people. So the ripple effect is huge when something like this happens, and it's a very, very tragic thing that it causes a ripple of fear through fishing families all around the region, because a lot of people have loved ones who are out there right now dealing with these very, very difficult and tragic conditions. So please send some good thoughts to these folks who are out there catching our dinner for us. Every time you have a crab dinner, there's a lot more that goes into it than, there's a lot that goes into it. And sometimes the consequences can be very tragic. So say a prayer for them. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.